Hello, friend, and thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV's coverage of the Mr. Robot season finale, season 2, episode 12, Python, part 2. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about Elliot, Tyrell, The Explosion, E-Corp, Joanna, Darlene, Leon. It's all here and it's all next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go. Somber. It's very somber. We're just going to come in real slow, nice and chill. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us here, the Mr. Robot After Show here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, thank you.
I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. I'm not alone. Any week, I'm never alone.
You're never alone, as long as we're here. My name is Taylor Bolt. You can find me on Twitter at Taybolt, that's B-O-L-D-T, and on Instagram at T-Bolt, also B-O-L-D-T.
And no, I am not Ashley Chapman. We will miss her dearly. We miss our Ashley Chapman, who could not be here this week, so...
Or the finale. My heart goes out to Ashley.
She had a reason.
She had a very good reason.
She had a reason worthy of...
She's in our thoughts.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, I'm JC Rubio, and you can always follow me at JC Rubio TV across the board, Periscope, Twitter, and, hell, Friendster.
You're going to get so many Friendster requests. Let's jump in. This is the season finale. We're not going to get any more Mr. Robot until probably, at this pace, July or August of next year.
Don't say it, man.
No, it's actually going to be the fall.
Oh, are they literally just going to wait until the fall?
Yes, MSMO said he wanted to take a big break between seasons 2 and 3. So we're just guessing that it could not be until the fall. So doesn't that piss you off even a little bit more?
So what is a big break? Because a big break also could be like...
2018.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a huge break. I think a big break would be an entire year from your season finale.
Yeah, is that a big break?
Like, we'd have to wait 12 whole months from right now, and then they'd have a mid-September of 2017.
I don't know. I would prefer that they just, you know,
I think they'd only do that if they were confident they'd be nominated for, like, everything Emmys-wise. Mm. That they would have that kind of momentum heading into the fall, because cable shows are a rough game in the fall.
Sure, yeah. Well, we can't come soon enough, because we have a lot of questions.
How did we feel about this episode?
All right. Might as well lead this because I went through
a pregnant pause.
Went through an episode. I mean, I had my own episode watching this last night. When I watched it, of course, you know me, I watched it multiple times. Mm-hmm. First time I watched it, I was angry. And I didn't know how I was going to play this off because I love the show. Mm-hmm. In the last two episodes, I was starting to get scared that, you know, that Sam Esmail painted himself in such a corner that we were going to need to have these gigantic reveals for it to pay off. Mm-hmm. And after the episode, I didn't feel like I had enough answers. However, the more I watched it, the more I fell in love, the more I understood it, the more it made sense to me. Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I firmly believe we're so used to the payoff. We're so used to it. And this whole season it was kind of draining. I thought this whole season was taxing, but there were rewards there. Mm-hmm. And I think when we get to season 5, and I've said this before, that season 2 is going to be that center point that's going to just pay off. It's going to make sense once we get to seasons 4 and 5. Now, will the viewers stick around? God, I hope so. I hope so. They're giving Sam carte blanche. You know, they're giving him extended periods.
He's not going to get a season 4. He's not going to get carte blanche to a season 4 unless season 2 is well received and well watched. After the fact, because I think we kind of know what those numbers look like right now.
Yeah. To be fair, like I did enjoy this episode. Like I prefer this episode to many other episodes in the season. Actually, like it's not like by any means like my least favorite. And I don't feel cheated, but I did want more from a season finale. And honestly, I would have loved to see it last week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's how I feel. This episode was a little underwhelming. Last week's episode was a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it was very clear. This is Python Part 2. Last week was Python Part 1. It was very clear that they wanted to debut with a double episode. and end with a double episode.
Yeah.
And then the Emmys made them extend because Rami Malek won the Emmy. So they, congratulations, by the way.
Which that is means, incredible.
Yes. Means we
Which
get is... after Emmys. Don't check the math.
Yeah, sure.
And I think part of the job is, well, if we're even if we're nominated, people will be talking about us Monday. We should have a brand new show to show them Wednesday. So they split it up.
Right.
Yeah. But I think I wouldn't feel like I feel right now if we had watched this all last week.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That was the intention.
It would have been a complete gut check.
Yeah.
If we had watched everything last week.
Yeah.
I think, see, what happened, I think it was actually out of Sam Esmo's control as well. Because,
which is a shame, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think he wanted it that way, to have the double episode at the end. But what happened is, they also showed off, I don't know if you guys stuck around and watched Falling Water. Afterwards, it was a lead-in to their next big series that they really want to push.
That looks really good.
Yeah,
I don't have the time right now, but I will be watching that show.
Yeah, so I think that's why they did it. I think, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Of course.
I think it was outside of his hands. I think it was more of USA wanting to do something with it. So I don't know. What do the fans say?
Still good though. I still liked the. I would have liked to see.
It sounding negative, but like I said. I watched it again today at 5:30.
Yeah.
With my girlfriend, and I was like, oh my god, I loved it. It's the Empire Strikes Back. It's Luke getting his hand cut off. That's what
Alasdair Allen in our chat said this is a UK style show, which I could not agree more.
Awesome.
As a fan of Downton Abbey would be a good example of
I see a lot of similarities between.
I know, right? They're just it's like ripe.
This is basically the sequel to Downton Abbey.
So Maggie Smith, Angela,
straight up.
Yeah. All right, got it.
The exact comparisons. But like, they leave you with more questions.
Yeah,
obviously, you got to pay off the big stuff.
Yeah,
and they did that.
Yeah, I mean,
they did that, but then they ultimately led more questions to allow you to come back.
And let's just say, let's entertain the fact, let's say if they would have paid it off like we thought, you know.
Or like we traditionally expect from a TV show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's say they took down the building. Then people would have gotten angry saying, well, you're just copying Fight Club again and Project Mayhem. So it's like either or.
Yeah, I like that the building hasn't. I like that that's going to be a season 3 thing. Like, I don't mind that. I think just like last week's episode felt like a finale episode, you know, because it was like the degree of like courage with like some of the choices. It was, you know, it was weird in a lot of ways. And by weird, I mean specific and odd, like new information, new situations, like people were outside of their comfort zone in a way that I think is sort of iconic of finale shows often. And this one felt almost less like that than last week's did. You know what I mean? Like, it had this event.
This felt like a continuation of last week. Yeah. I think we're retreading. Okay. Let's jump into
Darlene,
who's alive.
Events.
Yes.
She's in the room with Dom. Who got that right? I think I got that wrong. I think I thought she was dead.
Or
not conscious.
I did not think that she would be.
I wasn't here
last week. I thought she was alive. I didn't think they would kill her and Sisko like that. But I thought that she would, like, maybe out of commission for a minute. I assumed this would be a hospital, not an interrogation room. You know
Fair
what I mean?
Enough.
Like,
this is another victim of the scheduling. Because on the DVR, it showed that, you know, for weeks I've known that Darlene was going to come in for questioning. And then if you see
really?
Yeah, it showed up on people's DVR.
So that's the worst.
Yeah, yeah. Darlene realizes she's in too deep. That was the description to the episode. So it kind of ruined it for me.
Spoilers.
Yeah, but then, and when you see the scene as well, and Lupus, it's when you see the head blow up at Sisko. But
yeah.
So you figure that Darlene was going to be fine. So, but that, Jesus, so many levels on that.
Just the Darlene Dom scene, and then it's Agent Rodriguez. Is he Agent or is he
Santiago?
Oh, then never mind. I don't know where I got that. I think it's because he looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Sure,
if that helps my case at all.
In our world, he's Santiago Rodriguez. There we go.
At this panel, that's who he is.
Sure,
he threw a lot of USA references out when she pled the fifth, which I didn't as. Someone, as most people who know me here knows, that I watch a lot of USA Network. Raw and SmackDown are on the USA Network. Suits is on the USA Network. This show's on the USA Network. I'm going to watch that Water Show.
The Water Show.
That Water Show is officially what it'll be known as.
Water World, sure. Okay.
Yeah. They, I just love the characters aren't welcome. You're not Michael Weston.
Yes, blue skies.
Yeah, like all the, just references per minute. It was awesome.
That was a fun scene.
And in the serious nature, like hand in hand, it was the tongue in cheek turn, the wink at us at the camera, talking about the Patriot Act.
Yeah, the Patriot Act stuff. Yeah,
which I mean, yeah, but if they wanted to enact the Patriot Act on her and just like waterboard her and do all the terrible things, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
they would just talk to her forever. Or I'm sorry, they wouldn't be talking to her forever.
They wouldn't even be talking to her at all, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and Darlene's smart. Like, I think that she sees through all of this, at least, you know, early on. So I don't know. Do you feel like, how caught at this point do you feel like she is in the episode?
In what regard?
Like, they don't really have anything on her at this point.
No.
In the episode.
Can I just say I'm still really disappointed. I don't know about disappointed. I still really thought by this point, especially when Dom laid down the F Society mask, where she would say, we went to hashtag F Society and scrolled all the way back and found you. We're all waiting for that to happen. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm not alone in this. That she would have likely been the first person to use hashtag F Society.
Sure.
In that flashback we saw. Or one of the first people of note.
Are we talking
to
about
the FBI?
When she took the picture of her in the mask?
When she took the picture of her in the mask with Elliot well before they were actually found that or did anything illegal, other than steal Postmate codes.
That is very interesting.
I thought that was a theory here, that we were just like, that's how they'll catch her.
So do you blame it all upon, that's just part of the Python. It's part of the Python method of investigation that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
That they're just building and building and building.
That's one of the things on that board?
Yeah, possibly.
And then just...
So, do you think that Python is a method of interrogation? Because it's called Python, but Python is also a hacking script.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's a programming language.
Okay. Yeah, but there's program-based, like there's programs that are common, like talking about...
Ruby and...
Well, yeah, it's like Python's the language, but you have to use Python for like certain like pass crack... Like to do certain brute force attacks and stuff like that.
I'm sure it has multiple meanings.
That's what it meant in this episode.
Here's the funny.
Because I didn't even think about that. I thought immediately, like, you know.
Well, Dom explained that. Explain that to Darlene. That's what the Python does.
Yeah.
But I was going to say a funny little note about Python. Sam Esmail himself, he came out and said on a podcast earlier today that the original title wasn't Python. It was supposed to be Titles and Deeds.
Yeah. Because that's
the building.
That's the building. That's the whole. Yeah, that's the whole thing we'll get to later.
So he did a much better choice. I like Python.
Yeah, I like Python a lot more.
It's got the zing factor. It's got some flavor.
It's a joke Darlene reminded me of. I tweeted it yesterday. Why did the libertarian cross the road? None of your business, and am I being detained? I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Yeah, I like that. No, that she was very... She knew her rights, I guess.
And a lot of folks are talking in the chat about, like, don't talk to the police. You are completely free to not talk to the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, doesn't that kudos to Dom? Dom's ability to finally...
Dom cracked her a little.
Yeah.
At least enough to say...
Dom's good. Like, let's be real. Dom is good. Like, if it was anyone else, I would never worry for Darlene.
Well, does this pay off the whole season that we were just like, gosh, Dom, you know, she's like the only person that's getting it, but apparently not, because once you see the board,
they have Tyrell in the middle of that board.
Tyrell and Elliot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elliot they got right.
Yeah.
Right, Tyrell in the middle of that board is...
What's your interpretation of that?
But I mean, maybe not. I mean, look at the stuff that happens in this episode, you know?
That there's a bond, that Tyrell is...
Tyrell and Elliot seem to be at the center of all of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But
if we're not going with any of the theories that they're the same person or anything like that.
They're not the same.
I think this episode was pretty clear about that, too.
We're pretty well confirmed.
And kudos to everyone, because we all overshot that. We all, the majority, a lot of, I think, well, okay, let me backtrack. Maybe 50-50, some people thought he was another alter for Elliot.
Yeah, like there's another Mr. Robot. Right. I kind of liked that, but...
Absolutely. Sam gave it... Sam Esmail kind of trolled all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were speculating time travel, AI, which...
Still can't... But we still don't know what that Washington Township plan
exactly.
is doing.
Sure, yeah, we don't...
He put that on the shelf for us to come back to.
But to this point, kudos, because last week I was saying, is it science fiction or science fact? And I love that the show stayed somewhat grounded within its world. And I really
You're talking about the Tyrell, just yeah, Tyrell not being also Elliot.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be hard for Elliot to be like a high standing rep of E Corp this whole time, right?
Well, no, people were assuming, even I was, that maybe he took on Tyrell after, you know, I thought maybe he shot him and
Yeah. I mean, I like all of that, but I like even more the idea that Elliot sort of got to speak for us, where we're like, wait a second, yes. this guy. Like, mm-hmm. Elliot was like, no, you're not. And then, no, wait, yeah, he is actually there. Like,
to bring it back to Darlene, because it's the season finale, we won't have a prediction segment. We'll just kind of predict the topic as on our way out of it.
Sounds good.
Do we think Darlene's going to work with Dom? Or do we think she's going to continue to say nothing and hope everything works out?
I mean, Darlene's going to play her best hand. You know what I mean?
This one's tough because Darlene has said it throughout the season. Her loyalty's to Elliot.
Yeah.
That no matter what, you know, she is not special. Well,
everyone's loyal to Elliot.
But I think Darlene, of all, I think she's the most loyal to him. And that's where the crux of season three, we're going to really find that dynamic. Because I think we're going to redefine whose team who is on, in a sense. And I think, you know, Darlene, they're going to get her to turn. They want her to turn. And that'll be interesting if she did turn, because where it will divide Elliot or where Elliot is, and we'll get into that later, where he falls. So I find that really fascinating. And on top of that,
I'm not disagreeing. I think with the fracturing, I think F Society is fracturing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say at this point it's pretty clear the Deaf Society is...
To the people who want to blow up buildings and kill people, to the people who just want to drop balls on...
Well, no, it's not even that. To me, it's like this is a paradigm shift, because it used to be about F Society and the, you know, and their initial hack, like doing all this. It's not even about F Society anymore. It's about Tyrell and Elliot and their, you know, their desire to become godlike, you know what I mean? To fulfill their destiny. It's like they've left F Society in the dust, as far as I'm concerned at this point. Okay. You know what I mean? Especially we don't see Mobley, we don't see Trenton, we haven't seen them. We don't see, you know, and Darlene's going through her stuff.
Rome's the end. Dead. You saw the post-credit scene, right?
Did I not see the post-credit scene? Yeah, no.
You saw the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
But we're talking about just Darlene. I think Darlene and Dom are going to be a part of the F Society. Are going to be a part of the fractured F Society that doesn't want to blow up buildings and what we would consider the good side. Like,
yeah,
if it's the black and white and the red and white NWO, they're the good one. Like that.
That raises a lot of questions for me too, because I don't feel like, especially what we see in this episode, it doesn't seem like Elliot is on the bad side of that. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. Right, Elliot. Right. Well, yeah. Elliot would be on the side that Darlene and maybe even Dom.
So is it just Mr. Robot and Tyrell, I guess, on the other side? Dark Army, maybe.
It goes into the scope of this whole season was the aftermath of what they did. And this is the fallout of it, and it's the hangover, as they say, and where they switch. And I don't want to get into the Elliot, because I think we could see a change in Elliot again.
Yeah.
So, but I just don't know where they'll fall. I think interesting enough. So next season it's going to be Dom and Darlene.
I feel that way too. Speaking of the FBI and investigations, do you want to know who they weren't investigating? Barbara Knowles. That's not her name.
Sharon
Knowles. Oh, yeah. Come on.
The death of Sharon Knowles.
Barbara Knowles.
If I don't write it on the board. Sharon Knowles.
This is great.
I feel like Scott Knowles, his name's on the board.
His name
I
is
feel
on
like
the board,
Scott yes. Knowles is the only person who cared about trying to find his wife's killer.
Yeah, that is odd that kind of just got lost, at least as far as we can tell.
Or it's either that, or because the timeline is so tight that they figured it was Tyrell, and then they presumed Tyrell dead.
Yeah, I would have liked. I would have liked to know that, though. I guess.
Yeah, who presumed?
The police.
No, he's man missing. They're under the.
But that's what I'm saying.
Okay. But what I'm saying, what is, saying that is that
the police that were investigating Sharon Knowles' death could have determined it was probably Tyrell Wallach. We should get him in here. Oh wait, there's his picture on TV. He's also the head of F Society and in hiding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we think about all that?
That's likely. But
that seems the most likely, but
a scene. Give me just one. Give me a line.
Please. We had Scott Knowles today. one line of like, I know it was him. The police know it was him. They just can't find him.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's better this way.
It is. Ambiguity
it's probably more dramatic this way.
Ambiguity is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Ambiguity is great. What a fascinating character Scott Knowles is and has become. Like, what a journey. Like, we've watched him rise and fall and...
The pendulum swing you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Having everything to nothing.
Yeah, he had some really, really... I mean, we see a broken man in this episode.
Well, absolutely. You know? I mean, I don't see any other person acting any differently. My concern more so is Joanna.
Well, no, I think... Here's my point. I think that he is reacting more humanly and more normal than almost any other character in this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I
don't think
that, I think that if you put any other, pretty much any other character in this show into his shoes, they wouldn't be depressed. They wouldn't be drinking. They would be doing, you know, they would be plotting and scheming.
Because they're all kind of sociopaths.
Because they're all kind of sociopaths. So we see, like, this man who ostensibly, at least, has his merits, but we see him very humanized. And we see him dealing with a circumstance, a tragic circumstance. Mm-hmm. In a real way, like we get his whole monologue as far as like, you know, this was the best day of my life until, you know, like that's...
And then lashing out at Joanna.
Well, yeah.
Rightfully or not.
Well, rightfully or not, but it's still, that's a human, like that wasn't a calculated thing too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like everyone makes these calculated decisions and bets and stuff and he just lost his cool. Mm-hmm. You know, and then called 911. Like that's like what
because he's an honest person. Like he's like what not a sociopath. Like most of the people in the show.
I just wasn't ready for that because I'm not prepared for sort of normal responses to things when I watch the show. So I was sort of taken aback by like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like I get how you would feel this way now.
You are the voice of reason in this one. That's good.
It's good to see. It brought me back down to earth a little bit. I think.
I'm just for me the takeaway of that whole scene was just the long con.
Yeah.
That Joanna's long con. Mm-hmm. It almost made me question it to a degree. I mean, how did she know that she was going to be beaten to a pulp? The guy was drinking. Mm-hmm. He was drinking, and he pummeled her.
Are we giving her that much credit that she knew precisely that would happen?
That's what I'm wondering. How did she know going in there? Because she baited him completely.
She baited him even after he had his hands around her throat. She still baited him.
Because we thought the theory was, a lot of people are speculating that it was Derek that was going to get framed for Sharon's death.
Yeah.
But in essence, they went a step further.
Mm-hmm.
That it was she was going to bring in Derek as the patsy and to talk about that actually Scott Knowles was the man who murdered his wife, not Terrell. Not a big payoff for you? Okay.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not a big payoff as much as I think she kept both of them. I think she kept both of them there in an attempt to use one. Or she kept Derek there in an attempt to use Derek.
Yeah.
And if she couldn't use Derek as a patsy, she could use Derek as a false witness just as easily.
Yeah.
Then I think she had a bunch of pawns and didn't know, like, what the whole board looked like yet.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely... Okay, so I think it's fair to say that she definitely goaded Scott Knowles into doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what I don't know, moxie? I don't know what the word is. Psychopathy? To, like, to be able to not be afraid that you're going to die. Because I was like, oh, that's it. Bye, Joanna. I was like, later. Like,
bye, Felicia.
Yeah, he's going to choke you out like Tyrell choked his wife out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's just a better judge of humanity.
No, I don't.
I think it's probably just courage. I think honestly, because she couldn't know, obviously she doesn't want to die.
I will give her that
credit. It's still a strong move. I mean, it's still like she still gets what she wants. It's just whether or not she'll be around to see.
I give her the credit. I definitely give her the credit to being able to, in that moment, assess. He'll probably hit me, but not kill me.
Yeah,
he'll probably hit me. He's a good man overall. That good man will eventually overtake him, and then he'll call 911.
Maybe he
and then I'll be
her.
Able to. No, I think because we live in a world of sociopaths in this in this series.
My Mr. Robot mindset goes like, "No, you got to kill her now and dispose of the body." I'm like, "You can't."
Yes, just my Mr. Robot mind.
Yeah,
that's the only mind.
Oh, of course,
in this world.
But well, also
in that moment, it's like I'm
my mind sculpted by many, many years of strange television shows and dark series. You know, so it's sort of, but like you know, not it's. I'm glad that it didn't go that way, obviously, because I like Joanna, but also because it comes back again to the humanity that we see in Scott Knowles. He's the most reasonable person in the show, and yet he almost beat a woman to death.
Yeah.
And then we can still say that he responds into situations the most reasonably, maybe predictable. Maybe that's interesting. Maybe that's what Joanna sees in him, is that he's just, because he's so...
She's really good at this.
I mean, she's a mastermind. Mm-hmm.
Every single one. She explained it 2 episodes ago that she manipulated Tyrell.
Yeah.
For the earrings.
Yeah.
Everyone is just...
That she's able to manipulate people. Yeah. Well, that's her hack.
Do you think that was her manipulating Tyrell? Or just... It seemed pretty straightforward. It didn't seem like a manipulation.
Well, I mean, she getting people to do what she wants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, but I think that's why they're a pair. You know what I mean? I think this is very, like... you know, like House of Cards, you know, like this, like man-woman pair of like, we will do what we need to do. Because I think it goes both ways, obviously. Like, I think Joanna also will do what she needs to do for Tyrell, like for them to,
exactly,
to function as a team.
We see
it with she forced her own labor, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah. Like to get the FBI out of their house.
Doing what needs to be done.
Exactly.
And that's been their MO all along.
Yeah.
I agree.
Terrifying.
We talked about Tyrell. We're gonna spend the next 16 minutes talking about Tyrell, Elliot, Mr. Robot, the Femtasel, the E-Corp, the explosion, all the fun things. Someone in our chat, in all caps, just said, duh, you guys, Tyrell is a sentient robot sent from another time. Yeah, Tyrell is a sentient AI time traveler. Yeah. Duh.
That's Ronald Howard,
that's
yes.
Yes, that's... So, assuming that, we should just talk about
In one universe,
that's 100% the case.
Yeah.
In one universe, Elliot did shoot him.
I'm never going to stop teasing you for this.
Teasing me for what? This is sound logic.
It's right.
Just because they backed off the time travel stuff or the multidimensional stuff does not mean it's not happening.
No, it can happen. That seems like a season 5, 6 sort of thing to me when they're like,
by the way, we're in this universe and they just kind of pull out and it's and they're in the multiverse.
Yeah.
So many questions on this whole interaction between
This is weird.
So they double turn us.
Yes.
In wrestling, that's called a double turn, where one person comes in as the good guy, one person comes in as the bad guy, and then they leave the opposite way. It's similar that at some point in the middle of this scene, I want to say he had to have fooled at least 80% of us into thinking, nope, we've been right all along. Tyrell is now a part of Elliot's consciousness and is actually dead.
We're talking about
the very end, before Elliot got shot, I was convinced. No, that makes sense. He's finally fighting back.
When Elliot wasn't, the moment Elliot wasn't, the moment I saw Elliot sure that Tyrell wasn't real, I knew he was real.
Really?
Yeah. For me, I was having the same question, but like the moment Elliot was like, he's not real, I was like, oh, dang, man, he's real.
And that's the beauty of the episode, why I hated it so much and I ended up loving it, because... Mm. They sold us. We took this journey with Elliot, and this is why it was so frustrating. And because some people are jumping ship after this season. A lot of people are angry,
mm-hmm.
but that's how Elliot felt. So literally, Sam Esmail did the exact thing he wanted to do. He wanted us to go through the journey exactly like Elliot did. We're angry. We're throwing stuff at the TV. Like, God damn it, why? But Elliot did the same exact thing, and it was a beautiful turn. Like you just said, he was real. Because up to that point, I was like, you know, because they were still selling it that he could be a manifestation in mm-hmm. Elliot's mind.
Yeah. Which to me, I mean, it also, like, you know, like Tyrell. Okay, so Tyrell is real. So what has he been doing? Is it this? Is it just this? Has he been doing other stuff?
Probably just that.
If he's the most wanted man in the world, how does he stay in those fine suits?
Yeah, how is he
not being seen?
How is he, like, in the city? How is he, like, driving around in cars and stuff? I mean, it seems like he's been spending a lot of his time in this warehouse.
I don't have good answers.
But I know. No, you must tell me the answer.
Sorry, guys. I have more answers.
But now I have even more questions because, beyond a doubt, Tyrell is real, mm-hmm. so he's been doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not just the titles and deeds thing, what else is going on? What else has he been responsible for? But also, like, okay, so the FBI pretty much has this figured out then, at least to a degree, because they have him and Elliot right there in the center, right the mm-hmm. way that it is. You know, that's the situation.
Also, Elliot and Tyrell. I think a couple people are saying that on the board, it said that they were trying to bring Elliot in. Which is interesting because he shouldn't
have problems.
He was in jail.
He must not have been on the board while he was in prison. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
And he's been out of jail for 2 days. He got out August 6th, and all these events happened August 8th.
Or the Python did not work. Or that they're like, we'll let him get out of jail.
Or,
and hang out for a minute.
Yeah. Well, it could be, you know, because Dom did give a speech talking about, like, you know, when they're going after the big guy at the end, they want it to be, you know, they want to bide their time. So it's maybe they're just still biding their time. Because at least while he was in prison, he wasn't a threat, ostensibly at least, you know.
He hacked them.
He was.
He was incredibly a threat.
But as an FBI agent, I wouldn't think that if he was in,
of course.
If he was in a federal prison. I would be like, oh, okay, well, we have until, what, the 6th, this guy's an issue again. You know?
And then on the 8th, you're like, wait, he got out?
You're like, he's out. Oh, crap, I forgot. My the notification on my phone didn't go off because of the iOS update. And
Alexa didn't alert me.
Should have done something about
friend.
That. I do have an Alexa. It's gotten weirder. It's gotten weirder since I've been watching this show, where I'm just like, I should probably call my mom, have some human interaction.
That's usually a good...
It's great though. She does my to-do lists. It's like having an assistant.
So we don't know what building they're blowing up.
We know that it's close. We know that they can see it from where they are. It looks so. From what I saw, just looking at that frame, it just looks like a building. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't seem to be anything.
There's nothing special about the building.
At least if it is special, it was an intentional non-reveal of what's special about it.
And they're trying to shut off the power for the whole city.
Mm. Yeah, and that was interesting too.
Because we got the Angela phone call, and immediately after the Angela phone call, we saw all the lights go out, including like street lights, and then people get in accidents, which wouldn't normally happen in a brownout.
Yeah, that was a total blackout.
That was a total blackout that would have happened under what they're talking about with these UPSs.
My favorite moment of this episode, honestly, was Angela on the phone, because it was just so much. So she's talking to Tyrell. She knows how to get in touch with him, or he knows how to get in touch with her, which means that maybe this isn't the first time they've been talking. She knows about Elliot. There's so much there. And then I'm wondering, what I think is that something big is happening at the end of the episode. Like, I think that blackout is the thing.
I think that blackout is what this explosion was.
Yeah.
That this explosion causes an entire blackout, and then...
So you're saying the building was done. They exploded the building?
Yes.
Really?
Because maybe
they seem ready to go as they're explaining it to Elliot. They're just like, look what I'm, like, I'm literally like Mr. Robot was distracting Elliot while Tyrell was coding something. That it's literally like they're getting ready to just like, this is gonna happen.
I also think that Tyrell would not risk meeting Elliot unless it was go time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that
I mean?
Too. Like, I think this has to be go time. What exactly?
But that's the thing, we don't know. And that's why, I think that's why people are, it's why I'm kind of frustrated, is that I have no clue specifically.
But that was this time last year. Last year, we were in the same place.
What happened those 3 days?
But the season finale last year, we had had the 5-9 stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, we had had sort of like a big event. And now it seems like the big event is going to happen in between the seasons. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you think there'll be a time jump going into season?
No, I mean, well, you know, who knows? We might see it in episode one. We might come in on the other side of it, whatever it was, and try to pick up the pieces. I think that is more Sam Esmail, you know what I mean? Is like coming after the fact and pick up the pieces of what happened slowly. But either is fine. But the thing is that like the big event, to me, it was like whatever big event this is that they're setting up, because I felt something's coming, you know, is now happening at the end of the finale episode, to where we don't even know what it is or details. We don't see anything that happens.
And that gives us a long time to cool off. I have some questions.
All right.
Ask away.
Let's see if the fans can answer them too.
Did Tyrell actually shoot Elliot? Like, with a bullet? Like, we knew he shot him with a gun. In the gut, and we saw blood. Do we think that was some type of tranquilizer or, like...
No, I think it's a bullet.
That was a lot of blood in his hands.
Yeah, it's a lot of blood for a tranquilizer.
Well, let's tie it into who was the guy with him in the elevator as well. Was that part of the team? If he got shot, because Angela made it seem like this was supposed to happen.
Exactly. That's what leads me to believe that there was a contingency in place of Elliot's probably going to freak out and not know what's what. Someone's going to have to take him down. This is the protocol to take him down. If the protocol to take him down is to shoot him in the stomach and hope he doesn't die, that's a crappy protocol.
It is. So, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Tyrell said it himself, like, you told me to take this gun and to use it. Mm-hmm. Like, that was Mr. Robot that told Tyrell that. So I think Mr. Robot knew that this was coming, you know, whether everyone else knew it, I don't know, because Tyrell did seem pretty freaked out. So, I mean, it could be that time passed from when he shot him to the conversation with Angela, so that it wasn't like this was always the plan. It could be that this was always the plan.
No, I'm open to it.
It could be that they've already just started trying to deal with it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that she's already sort of talked him down to be like, well, you know, you did what you had to do.
I got so many questions myself.
To move forward, but...
No, because we're...
I think Mr. Robot saw that coming.
Yeah, what are your questions?
Okay. One thing, I had a hard time that Romero getting shot. That is so arbitrary. That was my only, like, I kind of wish...
That's too clean.
Yeah, it was too clean.
It was way too clean.
But here, the tie-in to that where he saves himself is, the series saves itself. In season one, there was that confrontation between Robot and Romero, and Romero was talking about those crazy kids are always doing... So there's a tie-in
for there.
That.
It's there. It's there.
I would like that to not be what it really is.
Right. No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
The bar is so high.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like a cop-out, but I actually didn't even believe it. Does that make sense? Because it seems so meh.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's more to that. I mean, that's what we were told.
Because if Romero was killed by a stray bullet, Sisko was still taken out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the thing. And what I see this is that it's just the level of importance to the Dark Army. Sisko's more of a foot soldier. Mm-hmm. The F Society people have more knowledge. Trenton, Mobley, these people have higher... They have higher abilities that Dark Army could use. We'll get into that before we get into the post-credit scene. But my one other question was that bullet casing.
Mm.
Who was it fired at? When was it fired? That's what I want to know.
Mm. Agreed. I would like to know.
Yeah.
Because we know...
They found it at the arcade. We found it at
the Fun Society arcade. I think we have it
to assume that it was Tyrell, but it wasn't, right?
But we have knowledge right up until Elliot and or Mr. Robot grabbing the gun from the popcorn while Tyrell is sitting at a computer.
Uh-huh.
So the presumption would be, knowing what we know now, is that he grabbed the gun, walked over, and told Tyrell, this is the plan. If anyone stops you, including me, use this gun.
Yeah.
But then there's a bullet casing from that gun. So somebody got shot at some point. Are we forgetting something?
Did someone else get shot there beforehand?
You know, Veronica, one of the fans, said that the Dark Army... She still believes Dark Army shot Romero.
Yeah, I don't think it was a stray... I think that's too easy. I mean, even if the FBI believes that it was a stray bullet, like, that doesn't mean it was.
Exactly. I don't...
You know?
I'm torn on Romero. Because...
Yeah.
This is the thing, is that we're just sitting around, like, sighing into our microphones because we can't figure this out.
No, but we also have to talk about the post-credit scene.
Of course. Actually, I'll start with a question. Is Leon there to kill Trenton and Mobley, or is he there to team up with them?
And I think I kind of alluded my belief in that, because I think
you think he's there to team up with them because Leon's loyal to Elliot, and Elliot is going to be loyal to the wolf pack. We'll call it the red and black side.
No, the reason, because Dark Army is only hurt people when they're at jeopardy of being exposed on their mission. And I don't think Trenton and Mobley are. Like, Sisko, they put out an all-points bulletin. So he was made. So they had to take him out. Now, Trenton and Mobley, they're missing. They're doing their own thing. And now that... Trenton's talking about that they have a key to reverse it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And White Rose even spoke about this with Dom. If he could go back to the hack and change time when he was showing him the dresses and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So now I'm wondering, is season three going to tackle? Because we're all idealistic in that first season. If we topple, you know, if we take down E-Corp, we're going to solve everyone's problems. We found out this season that we were wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's gotten a lot worse, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think this is where... I see even Elliot. I'm sorry, I'm kind of going into predictions of this.
That's where we are.
I think Elliot now, because Elliot, he just wanted to save the world. That's all he's ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he thought this was the way, and he sees that possibly he made things worse, and he's been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the possibility of them taking down this building, he doesn't want any part of this. He doesn't want to hurt people. So I'm thinking what it, he's going to possibly team up with Trenton and Mobley to right the wrong, and where that's going to create some friction with people that wanted to continue, like Philip Price, who's now put in E-coin and whatnot. And
but what are the are they all going to run out of that Fry's in Arizona? That Aztec-looking Fry's. I think a couple of people have been saying that's definitely a Fry's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Like, that's the known exterior of a Fry's in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll take their word for it.
Okay. Yeah, ours has a spaceship.
Yeah, the like, the Fry's are pretty cool for that.
Yeah.
But I'm half kidding. That would be kind of cool if season three had this, like, whole Chuck spin where they all worked out of a Fry's.
The beauty is that we just like the Romero bullet casing turned everyone into a state of paranoia, look at us. Oh, we see a crumb. We're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, Leon's there.
Yeah.
Kudos to the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a painful kudos, but kudos for sure.
Kudos nonetheless.
Yeah. It's going to be a long year, maybe. Who knows how long of a wait until the next episode.
And I did mention ratings. Some people in the chat kind of corrected me. Their live plus seven is about 1 million. Their live minus seven, really low.
Yeah.
They're okay with actual, that.
Yeah, like, I think USA is okay with that because USA has learned how to, like, four-wall the hell out of it. They also know it's a five-season show.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to, like, they know it's a five-season show. It's going to be a critical darling. Has anyone read the, like, feedback on this episode? I feel like a lot of people might get real turned off by this one.
I think the casual viewer is not, they're the ones that are tuning out. I think the people that, like, the people on the Reddit boards, they did a great AMA today with Corradonna. Mm-hmm. And
I would argue the casual viewers didn't watch live. I would argue the casual viewers probably are going to pick it up when Prime puts it out in a couple of months.
Yeah, I tell all my friends to binge it. Binge season two.
I have a lot of friends. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who I'm like, you on that, Mr. Robot? And they're like, I got to wait. I can't deal with that show week to week. I just got to watch it all in once.
Sure, yeah, I get that.
At which point you can watch this show all at once as well. This video is attached to a playlist.
It's bingeable. You can do it.
This show is also bingeable. Just watch Mr. Robot, then watch us, then watch Mr. Robot, then watch
us.
You
can put them side by side so that you're watching the next episode of Mr. Robot while you watch the after show for the episode you just watched. Just a thought.
And then if you're doing that...
and then your brain explodes.
Yeah, and if you're doing that, edit together all the stuff we got wrong in predictions.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
You just laugh at us the whole time.
One last question. What do we think is up with Washington Township?
Yes, that's my biggest question.
That's huge. That's huge.
That's everything.
Yes.
Because it's all about the power, and the power somehow controls the time, and White Rose has it, and I think there's a dress that she wears, that makes it all work.
I think, is it like... Okay, the first thing, like, one of the things that I keep coming back to is that it's some sort of, like Steel Mountain. Like, some sort of, like, database, or there's some, I don't know if it's backups, or, like, who knows, but some sort of storage.
It seems way too important to him for that.
It's something that E-Corp needs. It's something the Dark Army needs. But maybe, I don't know.
I've moved into the world of sci-fi on that. I would love it to be that way, but... Remember, this show speaks about what's going on around our times, and there is a similar story right now in the news about China and their investment in UK nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's quite reflective of what we see in the show. So I'm thinking, just like this season, we get so excited. I'm like, oh, it's a simulation, it's AI, it's robots, it's everything.
Yeah. Good God, can that not happen?
But it is not. I think he grounded us, and I think it's not. I hope we don't overshoot it again.
Yeah.
I stand by my I'm not gonna double down, but I'm gonna stand by
double down.
I'm
man.
Gonna stand by my thought that I feel the Washington Township power plant, they are testing power and chemicals and coal and things that are getting a lot of people sick in an attempt to mess with realities. They might not have ever succeeded. But they're trying, and that's what's killing people.
You're
and that's
hacking the world.
That's the need to cover it up at such a high level, at like a government, Asian governmental level.
What matters to E-Corp? Power and money, right? What matters to the Dark Army? Time and control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what?
Also power.
Control is
different
their
kind
power,
of power.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like power, like Price's power is power, like old school power, plain and simple. And Dark Army's power is not that. It is control. It is being unseen and being the puppet masters.
Yeah.
For
puppet
for, yeah, for everything. Like, you know, Price can be the most powerful man in the world, but if he's being strung along, like that's their power is control.
That's
you know?
Fair.
So
yeah.
I don't know what all comes together, but I think that we are going to have to figure it out.
Agreed.
I want to figure it out early season three.
Agreed. We can figure this out in the next 12 months. Not on this stage that they need to clear.
Time to think.
In the meantime, JC, starting with JC Rubio, where can the people find you in this big, long abyss of a break?
Well, I was going to go to Peru and go on an ayahuasca trip just to figure out what's going to happen season 3 and 4. But in the meantime, you can follow me at JC Rubio TV across the board. And check out my Instagram at Paleo Goddess, where I'm working with my lovely other half, where we get regular eats and turn them into paleo treats. They're really awesome. And my girl's really hot, too. So thanks.
Cool. Nice. My name is Taylor Bolt. You can find me on Twitter at Taybolt, B-O-L-D-T, and on Instagram at T-Bolt. Thank you guys very much.
And you guys can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That's at Steve Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. This Monday, I'll be hosting the Gotham After Show. That'll be episode 2. And this Sunday night, WWE's Clash of Champions. It is the first ever Raw exclusive pay-per-view. Be there for that.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
And a shout-out to all the fans on the chat room.
Yes, thank you so much.
And everyone watching at home. We need you guys, so we hope to see you in about 12 to 15 months.
Yes. Goodbye, friend.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.